Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody I'm very excited to welcome to the show right now is Jeannie Ives. Jeannie, it's great to have you back on the show today. Thanks for coming on.
Annie, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I got you.
Okay,
there you
great.
Are.
It's gotcha. Okay, awesome.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I saw your announcement that you are going to be challenging a freshman Democrat in the House for a seat in Congress, and very excited to be able to have you come talk with us today about that, because I know that you have a ton of support across the state from your challenge to Bruce Rauner in the primary of the governorship. Tell me what made you decide to shift your focus to Congress.
Well, look, we cannot have people like Sean Casten making decisions on people in Illinois and really across the entire nation based on his socialist agenda. And that is what he is doing. So he's really shown his true colors. And for Illinoisans, I got to tell you, you know, you don't want to export big government policies that you've seen hurt our economy here in Illinois. Which is why we have the largest out-migration, and you know the whole story, the worst credit rating, the worst run state in the union. You don't want that type of policy exported to the federal government, and Sean Casten is a big government liberal. And this election is whether or not you believe in freedom and the free enterprise system, and those two things that will solve any of America's problems, or whether you think that big government will solve your problems, and that is at the core what this election's about.
Yeah, Jeannie Ives, I completely agree with you. We're speaking with a former state representative, Jeannie Ives, who challenged Bruce Rauner in the Republican primary for governor, barely, just by a hair, couldn't pull off that upset. But man, you shocked the state with the willingness to run against a Republican, to do it as an actual conservative. And then as we watched J.B. Pritzker basically wipe the floor with Bruce Rauner in that election, I barely stepped into the studio on election night before they called that race. I got to ask you, from the moment that you stepped into the primary race to put your name in the hat for governor to the point where you are running right now for the United States Congress, what have you seen from Illinois Republicans, conservatives, moderates in the shift that they might have had over the course of this amount of time?
Well, everything's been revealed to them now. They fully understand who Pritzker is, and they also understand that the Republican Party has not done a very good job in defining the Democrats and bringing up core policy issues that need to be debated. And they've not debated with any strength. And my son actually introduced me last night, and he said to the audience, and by the way, I did not write a speech, but he said, look, I want my mom's voice in Congress because the politicians up there are making decisions that are going to affect my future, and I trust my mom and her voice to make better decisions, and actually to make no decisions, to make decisions that will, you know, expand our freedom and keep the opportunities that she was a beneficiary of. And so, this is about my children, this is about your children, this is about the future. And as Illinois basically, you know, scrapes the bottom of the barrel in terms of fiscal stability, in fact, there is none left, we cannot have people like Sean Casten, who voted 90% of the time with his Democrat colleagues like Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. We cannot have him exporting big government to the federal level.
You
just can't.
When people here in Southern Illinois and across the river in Missouri don't probably know much about Sean Casten, but am I correct? He flipped a red seat blue as a freshman Democrat, or did he take over for a retiring Democrat?
No, this was the seat of Henry Hyde, who basically put in the Hyde Amendment where we would not have any taxpayer funding of abortion, which we know the Republican governor Rauner, along with his lieutenant governor Sanguinetti, you know, doubled down, already had abrogated that policy. Mm-hmm. But it is the seat of Henry Hyde, and then Peter Roskam held it for 12 years, another solid Republican who understands that we live in the greatest nation on earth. And so it was, we believe, a fluke that the Democrats were able to garner enough people. And of course, there's a lot of other things happening on the ballot. I think Browner was a huge down ballot drag in this district, and a lot of people stayed home for that reason. So look, we're going to talk about core policy issues, policy differences. Sean Casten would destroy the private insurance market. Sean Casten is all about the Green New Deal, saying that AOC's sense of urgency about this is correct. So, you know, he's the man who, after 5 months in office, said that he deserves a congressional pay raise when he makes in the top 5% of wage earners. So the guy's just wrong for this district. He just has not been well defined by Republicans in the past.
We're speaking with Jeanne Ives, former Illinois State House Representative, challenger to Bruce Browner in the Republican primary for the governorship, and now running to take Sean Casten's seat. He's a new Democrat to that seat. And Jeanne, I got to ask you, you mentioned how Casten votes, you said like 98% or something, along with Ocasio-Cortez. This House, as it stands right now, and certainly on the campaign stump, is going to talk about impeachment for Donald Trump. I'm curious about your support for this president, how you think he's doing in his administration, and how you would support him or challenge him if you were to win this race.
Look, I am not Donald Trump, and he is not Jeanne Ives, but we absolutely align up on core policy issues like the rule of law. And that's where Sean Casten goes far astray. We do not believe in open borders. We believe people are treated equitably or evenly under the law. We don't think Kim Fox did the right thing in the Jussie Smollett problem. And, you know, the Democrats are all about lawlessness. They want to arbitrarily enforce the law. I stand with President Trump in border security, enforcing the law. I stand with him on the tax cuts. Sean Casten has said he wants to repeal the tax cuts that gave 85% of the people in Illinois a tax cut last year, increase their wages. He wants to take that pay raise away from Illinoisans. So I stand with President Trump on numerous policies, but I've been a policy person. Nobody has taken on both parties more than me. And when we align on policy, I'll work with the Democrats, I'll work with the Republicans. When we don't align on policy, I will oppose them. So, and I have a record on that. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting race to watch, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this shapes up as we get near to November of 2020. You talked about spending, or you talked about tax cuts, and I wanted to mention the Trump economy. One thing that I hear from my listeners, and I see it on my Facebook comments, I hear it on from callers in here, is how Illinois is just not, we're not being able to enjoy the Trump economy because we're also in the Pritzker economy right now, and in a long stranglehold of economics in the state of Illinois by a Democratic-controlled General Assembly. How, as a representative in the United States Congress, would you look to help Illinois residents in your district, certainly, but how could Illinois residents benefit from your leadership that you would bring to the Congress instead of Sean Casten as a Democrat?
Well, you know, that's a fantastic question, because the first thing that J.B. Pritzker did as a governor, and the first thing Lori Lightfoot did as soon as she was elected mayor of Chicago, they both went out to meet with President Trump and his administration. Why? Because they understand that he is the president, and there's a lot of power in what he is able to do in terms of infrastructure spending and grant making in other areas, whether it's education or public safety or any of this. They understand that you need to work with the president. And so, you know, why is it that, you know, they want to, you know, Republicans to distance themselves from the Trump administration? We need to work hand in hand with him so that we can bring back those benefits to Illinoisans. And I think I'm going to have a great opportunity to do that when I'm in Congress.
Jeanne Ives, do you have an opinion if Pritzker, is he better or worse than you thought he would be as a governor?
Yes, he's much worse than I thought he would be as a governor. I actually thought that they wouldn't go full spectrum crazy, but they certainly did this last session. I mean, look, we already had taxpayer funding of abortion. Now you can get it on demand through all 9 months, and now they want to get parental notification. I never thought that they would go that far. We already were the abortion capital of the Midwest. It's made it so much worse. And I'm just shocked. I'm also shocked about the gas tax. This was a massive pay cut for Illinoisans. And it hurt. You know, they want to cry about, oh, we care most about the middle class and the poor, and that's why we want to graduate income to tax the rich. Well, they took all of that away when they put in a regressive tax, which is the gas tax increase. You're hurting the poor and the middle income, the people that you claim to protect. You're hurting the most with this massive gas tax, all for a bunch of pork projects, too. So I'm shocked that they got that through, and it's shameful. The unbalanced budget, nothing on pension reform, no reform whatsoever, just carte blanche to higher education, no responsibility for them in terms of increased administrative costs. No, we're just going to feed the beast of government. That's all you got from Pritzker. And I thought he would have had better sense. I really hope Illinoisans wake up to this, because it's unsustainable and it's going to hurt the state in the long run.
100% agree with you. I got about 20 seconds left here, but I want to ask you, if you're representing Illinois residents and you know that there's a massive out-migration, if people are considering whether or not they can afford to stay in their home state and they're thinking about leaving, what do you say to those Illinoisans and their future?
I'd say it's time to get involved. Really, 2020 is the time where your voice can be heard at the ballot box. That's always the time where you turn out politicians that do not represent your interests. And I am telling you right now, the Democrats in Springfield do not represent your interests. Whether you like them personally, whether you see them around church, they are not representing your interests financially, for your family and for your future here in Illinois. And so you have the power at the ballot box to choose somebody different that can put in new policies. And 2020 is going to be the election to do it, because it will set up the next generation for failure or success.
Amen to that. Jeannie Ives, thank you so much for coming on here. We look forward to following your
campaign. One more thing, Annie, just one more thing. If they want to get involved in my campaign up the 6th District, because, you know, federal policy affects all of us, they can go to GeannieForCongress.com.
GeannieForCongress.com. If you have supported Jeannie Ives in the past, and listen, if you can't vote for her in the district, we need every Republican seat back in the House to support this president if he wins in 2020, and Jeannie Ives is looking to do that. Great to speak with you. Great to hear your voice again, and we look forward to talking to you some more down the road.
Thank you for having me on.